بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. We came now to the discussion in our Nawaz Salah, that we now came into the sitting position in Qada. That is the last sitting position, when and to understand it in this way, that me who is so insignificant, who is not even a speck in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala allowed me to be in His presence, and personal attention Allah ta'ala had with me. As we see when we started namaz, we said, Alhamdulillah Rabbul Alameen. Allah is the creator, sustainer, nourisher of all the universes. And as you got closer to Allah, you presented your need, and Allah Ta'ala said, now you just realize how loving and kind is Allah. You want to fall at the feet of Allah, Allah allowed you to make ruku. So now Allah made you realize, you are so close to me, now it's not Rabbul Alameen, Subhana Rabbi, my Rabb. So now Allah is everybody's Rabb, but now Allah is my Rabb, and I'm talking alone to my Allah. And like that you'll find, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the Mashaykh, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give attention to each Sahabi, each one used to think that I got personal attention. And that is the qualities of Allah, that Allah imbibes in His servants. So like that the Mashaykh also, you see as you get closer, and you attend the majalis, and you keep contact, you will feel, I share got special attention on me. So like this, Allah has definitely got personal attention, and Allah allowed us. And then as the love of Allah grew in your heart, now you went kissing the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Now you admitted, Allah, I'm the lowest, and you my Rabb. That is my personal Allah. Like a father is everybody's father. But that child that goes closer and closer, and how happy he say, Abba, you my Abba. And he does what the Abba wants. Then it's a different feeling. And another son, he comes, he buzzes, but he's not this thing. He's close, but not like he's got his own business, so he's worried of his own thing. But that person, even he can have everything what he thinks of his own, but he comes and he pays attention and he comes special. So like that, Allah gave us this great honor. We don't deserve it. Now after you finish, ask Allah Ta'ala, you beg for your need, you admitted your uselessness, Allah allows you to sit now few minutes in His court. Where in reality it's disrespect to sit in the court of a great king. But now Allah Ta'ala says, never mind, sit few minutes. And that sitting few minutes now, it is like, لیکن مضمون اس کا مثال پر اس طرح سمجھے کہ یہ بیٹھنا رو برو اپنے صاحب کے اس واسطے کے مثلا جس وقت صاحب پاؤ اپنا دراز کرے اور یہ بندہ کی خدمت پابوسی کی اس پر لازم ہے بجا لاؤے یا یہ کہ منتظر حکم ہے. That a person realizes now Allah is so kind, so magnificent. I fell at the feet of Allah, but I want to make Allah's khidmat also. Allah is not like us, that Allah Ta'ala will pray, Allah got legs, that we have to press Allah's legs, etc. But, and that is when we get the marifat of Allah, then like Allah Ta'ala Himself said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايُعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايُعُونَ اللَّهِ. That, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those people who put their hands in your hands to take da'at, to get connected to Allah, they are actually putting their hands in the hands of Allah. Yadullahi fawqa aydi. Like that, when we take da'at to the mashayikh, with sincerity, we are putting our hands in the hands of Allah. And then, so Allah Ta'ala is now allowing us, never mind, sit few minutes. But that few minutes also, just not sitting like now, just casual. Keep that, realize that awe, that greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now you're hoping Allah can just stretch His feet and I can make the khidmat of Allah. And what is the khidmat of Allah? To realize Allah, whatever your command is, I am your slave. I want to do it, I'm just happy. And that is why we should realize. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا. They are those servants of mine who went beyond the limit. They've got lost. But them also Allah is saying, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. That don't be despondent of the mercy of Allah. You can be the worst 99-year-old kafir worshipping an idol. You also don't be despondent of Allah. Just turn to Allah and see Allah's attention. On the other hand, you are Ibadur Rahman. They are those special servants. Allah says, these are the servants of Rahman. So when Allah allowed you, now you realize, how can I be the slave of somebody else? And then Allah Ta'ala now allows you to sit in the presence of Allah. And this is now the climax. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through that whole journey of Mi'raj. And now he came so close when nobody, not even Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, could come close, so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now while you're sitting for that few minutes, and it's like now you're preparing to go, and how you tell now the family, okay, how you just said all the last salams, and like the woman folk say, we're coming, but you'll hoot and hoot, then they still will be talking. So like that, when you got that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is maqam ki bhi ibadat se khali nahi rakhna chahiye. That is a person who's got contact with Allah every minute, like we heard Hazrat explain, that our dada, sheikh and all, they are those Allah ta'ala make us amongst, even in our outer amongst these pious servants. Otherwise, like if there's a jalsa, you'll find a speaker will come, he'll give his bayan, everything. After that, he's not talking about Allah. After that, he's talking about politics, he's talking about some other thing, and worse, today ulama will even talk with our friends about sports, etc. Whereas the friends of Allah, after the bayan, still they'll talk about Allah. They're eating, they'll be still talking about Allah. They go to sleep, they'll be still talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus you'll find in our Shaykh, in Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, was his special quality. He just couldn't stop talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time, 24/7, more enjoyable than his meal, than his sleep, everything. So in this, now when you're sitting that few minutes in Qaida, the sitting position, and now it's time to leave. Before that, see what a beautiful gift Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, how to sit in that position with great adab, with respect. So sit in your attahiyat position properly, with respect. And as it will be explained, inshallah, how to sit with the one leg this side, and all your toes also facing Qibla, your other leg up, and with respect now, don't leave that, even that moment that you just sit idle. A servant of Allah doesn't sit idle. A servant of Allah, the moment you idle, shaitan will prick your heart. And then he'll make you unmindful of Allah. So now you become so accustomed to the zikr of Allah, your normal zikr you make, but now all the time you'll be in the zikr of Allah. And the real zikr of Allah is to be conscious, I'm all the time Allah is with me. And now you'll feel Allah is with you, wherever you are. Even you going to the bazaar, you won't forget, Allah is with me. Allah is seeing me. Allah is hearing me. So there's consciousness. So in that position, then don't leave it empty. Now what you should do, tofa, durood, or salam ka, and parna tashahud ka mukarrar hai. Now Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, and this all was taught by Allah Ta'ala, direct to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that now it has been established and it has determined that now present a gift again, as we learn in the beginning, when you want your needs from any great person, then just praise that person. And then talk about his close family, his sons or whoever, he gets more happy. So Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, Allah allowed us in his court. We praise Allah. We don't know how to praise Allah. Allah taught us. Now again, present to Allah Ta'ala the praises of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the praises of Sayyidina Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam in Durood Ibrahim. Allah gets more happy. And now Allah's rahmat is pouring down. But what praises? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us that now when you are, Allah allowed you to be right at the feet of Allah, and you realize you the lowest and lowest, now how you should praise Allah? At-tahiyyatu lillah, was-salawatu wa-tayyibat. This was when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so close to Allah, nobody in between. A person who's getting married, nikah is made, he is just waiting when everybody can go. His visitors must just go now, and they taking time, he can't wait. When he's one-to-one in his room with his wife, and that if he's got his wife properly, and if he appreciated where this wife came from, I never know her from a bar of blue soap, just like that I saw her, but in the name of Allah, she became halal for me. And there also you won't forget Allah. You'll first read two rakats namaz, and we have to lead our life according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the imam, and she is the muqtadiya, and she must follow, and what? Our leader is Allah Rabbul Yazid's command, and our guide is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't leave us and didn't leave any stone unturned in teaching us how to be the obedient slaves of Allah. And slavery is the greatest honor. So here Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is now presenting special praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Allah, my life, you gave me my life. Agar jaan di to di hui usi kaati. Haq to ye hai ki haq ada hi nahi. If you gave your life to Allah, it's no big deal. Allah gave you your life. And that is what Ibrahim alayhi salam taught us. And he taught his son also. And this is what we have to put in the hearts of our children. That Allah made us. We belong to Allah. We have to love for Allah. We have to die for Allah. So a 12-year-old, 13-year-old boy, when his father said, Ya Abati, that Allah says, I must slaughter you. What do you think? Ya Abati, al ma tu'mar. My father, why are you even asking me? There's no question. What Allah wants, that is what I have to be doing. Not what my Allah wants, I'll do it, but my desire also in between. No desire from my side. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us this beautiful dua. At-tahiyyatu lillahi, wa-salawat, wa-tayyibat, as-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyu, wa-rahmatullahi wa-barakatuh. This is now a close dialogue between Allah, the lover and the beloved. The beloved and the lover, you got married to your wife, you're in your room alone, but still you're talking secretly, softly, and that is love. That now you enjoy the company of one another, you appreciate one another. Allahu Akbar. We couldn't imagine Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's humbleness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who could know Allah more than our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and he taught Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And how Sahaba radiallahu responded. What lovers of Allah ta'ala they became. They said, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we won't be like the followers of Musa alayhi salam that say you and your Rabb go in jihad. If you tell us to jump from the mountain for Allah's pleasure, we'll jump from the mountain. So this is what we have to come learn and get this connection from our mashayikh. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, At-tahiyyatu lillah, wa-salawat, wa-tayyibat, three special praises. Allah in return, still again replied to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You said, At-tahiyyat, as-salamu alayka. You said, wa-tayyibat, ayyuhan nabiyyu, wa-rahmatullah. And you said, wa-salawat, you said. So, ayyuhan nabiyyu, wa-rah, Allah's mercy, wa-barakatu, wa-tayyibat. We'll explain that just now. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't forget the Ummah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam immediately said, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasuluh. That bride and groom, when they alone are in the room, now everybody can be making a noise. Even somebody knocking at the door, they don't hear. They don't know anybody now. Even the mother can be calling, they won't hear. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so close to Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't forget us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't forget the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So now in this way, this dua so beautifully, yani, sab bandagiya, zuban ki, Allah ku hai. Aur sab bandagiya, badan ki, aur sab bandagiya, maal, paaki, salam, tum par, eh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Aur meherbani Allah Ta'ala ki, aur khubiya uski, salam hum par, aur jitne bande Allah ke acche hai, sab par gawah ho is baat ka ke kisi ki bandagi nahi siwa Allah ke aur gawah hu main ke uska ke Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam banda uska hai aur rasool uska. Allahu Akbar. So yeah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam presented this beautiful praises in the court of Allah that oh Allah, now you gave me such honorable and such blessings and you gave me this great opportunity to be in your court. Now Allah, I acknowledge from the bottom of my heart At-tahiyyatu, all my verbal praises, whatever I can utter, it's only for you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Was-salawat, and all my bodily ibadat also, whatever ibadat, that in other words, even all my actions, only, doesn't only mean in salah, all the time, 24/7, now I'll be conscious, whatever I do, you must be pleased with me. So all my bodily ibadat, only for you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wat-tayyibat, all my monetary ibadat, all my sex, all the wealth in any case, you gave it to me. So whatever I got is only from you. So it's just normal, Allah, everything from my side, I present to you. Oh Allah, you please accept. And in return, Allah Ta'ala again showers mercy. Allah says, At-tahiyyat, you said all your verbal praises. Allah says, Salaam alaikum. That, oh Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as-salamu alayk. Oh my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah will keep you peaceful all the time. Allah will send down peace on you all the time. When you are all the time engaged in the verbally you engage in the obedience of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will keep you with salamati all the time. And all this Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, that slave who becomes a humble slave and follows the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have been given this great honor that we also can recite this beautiful praises in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But we should be thinking, when we say this As-salamu alayka, that oh, Allah is saying, oh my beloved Nabi, salamati upon you. So in that At-Tahiyyat, that is the time we should be thinking that we also saying, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah salamati, Allah's peace upon you all the time. And ayyuhan nabi, O my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa rahmatullah. And Allah Ta'ala, you said was salawat, that all your bodily ibadat is for Allah Ta'ala. Now Allah will send rahmat upon you. All the time you live under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's special mercies will descend upon you, unlimited mercies of Allah Ta'ala. And wa barakatu. You said, oh Allah, all my monetary ibadat, all my sacrifice, qurbani, my hajj, whatever. And as we learned, even for namaz, you have to stand, you have to make wuzu, all that. All this is only for you, O Allah. And in reality, you gave us all this. And in that, so there's close discussion with Allah and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the lover and the beloved and the lover. What close discussion. Allah Ta'ala gave us all this. And this is that mi'raj, that highest pinnacle point where you reach the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we do our cause of zikrullah, of the marifat of Allah, according to how much we start recognizing and get an iota of the recognition of Allah, then accordingly this is how we will read our at-tahiyyat. Otherwise myself, we see, we just read it, we don't even know, we didn't even read it properly, at-tahiyyatu, what the ha, etc., all this. And like our Dada Shaykh explained so beautifully here, he says, everybody wants barakat, and lot of barakat. And Allah Ta'ala, according to our desire, Allah gave us our deen. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, all bodily, all verbal praises, Allah said, As-salamu alayka. The salam in the singular, peace upon you. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, was salawat, that oh Allah, all my bodily ibadat, also only for you. Then Allah Ta'ala says, wa rahmatullah. Also in the singular, all the mercy of Allah will descend. And then when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, wa tayyibat, all my monetary ibadat, Allah said, wa barakatu, that will give you lot of barakat. And this is what people generally think, that barakat is only when I get lot of money, when the till is ringing. Real barakat is when 24/7 we in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this scene took place, the malaika were overjoyed and they were overtaken. That this can only be Allah and His beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why Allah sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach us that Allah gave us life, how we should be living our life. We shouldn't be unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah knows that we're going to come in the world, we're going to come unmindful. And Allah kept the silsila till today that we got our mashayikh and we have to sit at their feet and to learn these realities. So then the malaika, they enjoyment, they all announced, Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah. We bear testimony and we acknowledge and we give shahadat. There is nobody besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala is the creator, sustainer, nourisher. The whole world is surviving by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasulu. And when they testify that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is definitely the Nabi, the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but is not an ordinary slave. He is the very, very special slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the Rasul. He is the very, very special choices messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then Hazrat further explains here, understand also, one is we understand the reality, what a honorable now discussion you're having before you leaving over the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But are we conscious? We have to think, am I saying this consciously? Or I didn't even know I read At-Tahiyyat. And I didn't even know it was the now Imam made salam. Did I read my At-Tahiyyat or not? And then also very important to know the masail. In At-Tahiyyat position, what is the masala? We don't know the masala and we think we are big Sufis, then our namaz will not be made. So Hazrat is explaining here also, Parna At-Tahiyyat ka qaida se pehle aur dusre mein wajib hai. To read the At-Tahiyyat is wajib. In the first and the second, the attahiyat when you're sitting, and Allahu Akbar. Then also, or baitna kya qada peace mein baqadre parne attahiyat ke farz hai. There's a difference here. If you read, so sitting in the last qaida, then to sit so long that you will read the attahiyat, that is farz. And to read the attahiyat itself is wajib. So to sit so long for the duration that you're able to read attahiyat, that is farz. So see how important it is to learn our masail. And the najat and the salvation in the year after is dependent on the masail. We don't learn the masail and we forgot the masail. That is why it's so important to keep contact with the ulama and have ta'lim in our homes. Ta'lim of basis ever also. Ta'lim of the masail and all these aspects that has been explained already. So like that, understand this reality and keep this in mind all the time. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness, Allah ta'ala's majesty and greatness, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you also think that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah sends all these special favors upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immediately Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not forget the ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. That oh Allah, all the salamati that you are giving me for my whole ummah also. And particularly wa ala ibadillahi salihin, and all the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in other words, Hazrat explained, if you want to fall into that category, just start reading tahajjud namaz. And Hazrat explained, the easiest way of tahajjud, after Isha namaz, you read your four faraz, you read your two sunnah, tahajjud time started. That's the initial time. The best time is 4 o'clock in, 3-4 o'clock in the morning. But people like us, weak people, start with your starter pack, and then Allah, when you start and you became, now when you read your tahajjud, you become in the company of the pious servants of Allah. Now the whole world, everywhere, wherever they be, in their namaz, they're making dua for us. So how fortunate us, what is, and this is the slavery, to become the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this way, or maznoon qadi akhir ka is tarah samjhe, ke ye waqt darbar ke rukhsat ka hai, assalamu alayka keh kar bahar a jana chahiye, aur assalamu alayka is darbar ke sahib ka ye hai. So Allah Hazrat is explaining that now it's time, Allah gave you that very, very close appointment. You one to one, and you're having a personal discussion with Allah and begging your needs. Now it's time to leave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you don't just leave in a haphazard way. Now also leave with respect, with honor, with dignity, to make salam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then with respect you come out of that meeting with Allah ta'ala. So how to come out with respect? We have to read at-tahiyyat. And then after that, the durood, etc. And then the salam. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq that we appreciate this great ni'mat of Allah. And Allah ta'ala put the reality in our heart out of His kindness and mercy.